things that we boast about, the things that we brag about, or the things that we're confident in. They're the things that we find our meaning and our purpose and our value in. We boast about the things. We brag about the things that we find our meaning and value and confidence in. Some of you have really good reason to brag and boast, and you have phenomenal finances, you have great careers, you have a good job, you've got a wonderful family, you have cool hobbies, you've seen success, and that's phenomenal. I'm happy for your achievements, and you're finding... Some of you find your confidence and your value and meaning and purpose in those things. Others of you are like, I wish I had all that. I wish I had good finances or a nice home or, you know, a good career or a great family, and I don't have that. But you want those things, and you wish you had those things because you want those human achievements. And then you would find confidence and meaning and value and boast in those things too. Why shouldn't we brag about our human achievements, right? I mean, you've worked hard for most of the things. Most of us are not from a family that all of a sudden we've inherited a large sum of money, and none of you, as far as I know, are royalty, right? And so you inherited greatness. None of you are. So you've had to work for your accomplishments. Why shouldn't we brag about our achievements? Why shouldn't we find our confidence? Why shouldn't we find our ultimate value, our meaning and purpose in the human achievement? As Paul concluded his letter to the church in Galatia, they found their confidence in their human achievements. And the human achievement that Paul has been talking about all throughout Galatians is the human achievement of circumcision. Well, that's a weird achievement. But for them, they thought, this is an external sign of how holy I am. This is what I have done to show my dedication to the Lord. This proves how much God I love God and He loves me. And they're bragging about this human achievement. And Paul tells them not to. Read with me in Galatians chapter 6, starting in verse 11. He says, "Look what large letters I use as I write to you in my own handwriting." So that's weird for us because it's all in print and you're like, it hasn't changed. In the original letter that went out to the church in Galatia, Paul was using someone who was handwriting for him. So he was dictating to someone. And the secretary, amanuensis is the technical term, would write down what Paul was saying. And now Paul, he's basically signing the letter. He's saying, look, this is my handwriting and I'm writing in large letters because back then they didn't have emojis that they could do to they didn't have exclamation points in ancient Greek. And so if you really wanted to emphasize your point, you write it like double wide and really big. And see, I'm writing you in large letters because this last section is really important. It's really important. Verse 11, look at what large letters I use as I write to you in my own handwriting. Those who want to make a good impression in the flesh are the ones who would compel you to be circumcised, but only to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even the circumcised don't keep the law themselves, and yet they want you to be circumcised in order to boast about your flesh. But as for me, I will never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The world has been crucified to me through the cross, and I to the world. For both circumcision and uncircumcision mean nothing. What matters instead is a new creation. May peace come to all those who follow this standard, and mercy even to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble because I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. So he says, look, there are people who want to make a good impression. They want to boast about their human achievements. So they did this religious ritual and they could say, look how much I love God and how awesome I am. Human achievement. And Paul's saying, why are you boasting about this? It's absolutely pointless. It's absolutely purposeless. And he gives them a little dig in here, too. He's like, they're not even being circumcised for a relationship with God. They're, verse 12, they're only doing this to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Because there are religious zealots out there who are like, are you a Christian? Yeah. Well, did you be circumcised? Well, no. You think you can be saved only by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. We're going to persecute you. And so they're cowards. And they're doing this religious ritual in order to avoid persecution. Paul says that's ridiculous. Verse 14, as for me, I will never boast. And again, what is boasting? It's bragging. I will never brag about anything. I won't put my confidence in anything else. I will not put my ultimate value in anything else. I will not find my meaning. I will not find my purpose in anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross which Jesus shed his blood on, so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. The cross that Jesus showed us how much God loves us by willingly putting himself in our place. The cross which made a family for himself. He purchased us with his blood, so whosoever believes will be forgiven, will be adopted into the family of God, will be transformed from the inside out. Their hearts will be changed. He says, I'm going to boast about that. I'm going to brag about that. I'm going to find my confidence, not in my abilities, not in the things that I do, not my religious rituals, not my knowledge, not my achievements. I'm going to brag about the cross of Jesus Christ. I will put my confidence there. He says, the world's been crucified. And I think when he says the world, he's talking about this fallen world, the darkness that we live in this world. He says, it's been crucified to me. I don't need to please them anymore. And I've been crucified to the world. They think I'm crazy. For both circumcision and uncircumcision mean nothing. It doesn't matter. What matters is the new creation. And that's really ambiguous. What does he mean? I think he means a few things. I think he means the new creation that happens when we accept Jesus Christ because he died on the cross for our sins and rose again. The new creation that happens within our hearts where we're no longer our old sinful selves, where we've been transformed and God the Holy Spirit now lives within us. That matters. I think he's talking about the new creation when King Jesus returns and he brings in a new heaven and a new earth, which we all long for and look forward to. That's what matters. Not this religious rituals, not whatever piddly human achievements we can scratch out of this life. He says, may peace come to all who follow the standard and mercy, even to the Israel of God. He says, yeah, if you find your confidence, if you find your meaning, if you boast, if you brag about Jesus' work and not your own, you'll find peace, you'll find confidence, you'll find comfort. So he says, why shouldn't we brag about our own achievements? We shouldn't brag about our own achievements because the work of Jesus is far greater. Because the work of Jesus is far greater than anything you or I can accomplish on our own. It is. It's the difference between having a kid who's like, hey, check it out. I got this power wheel, right? You know, you save all of your money. They're pretty cool. I didn't have one as a kid, but my neighbors did. Really cool things. You know, these power wheels, the kid can ride around in it. Yeah, and as an adult, you go, hey, look, I got this power wheel. Pretty neat, right? And like Jesus drives up in a Porsche. And you're like, no, don't look at the Porsche. Look at this cool power wheel I have. Like, there's no comparison. It's absolutely no comparison. Why in the world would you boast and brag and find your confidence and meaning and purpose and value? And Jesus is like, you want to ride? You're like, no, thanks. I'm good. I got my Barbie's power wheel over here. We're good to go. Chicks dig the purple car, right? Like, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. Paul's saying, why would you put your confidence in something less? Doesn't make sense. I remember years ago when the iPhones started coming out, right? And I think it was the second one that came out, and, you know, there's a big deal. And, we were newly married, and, you know, so we didn't have a lot of money. So I scrambled, and I was in seminary and working full-time. We didn't have a lot of, you know, money or anything. And so we scrounged together, and I found, like, a pay-as-you-go plan, which doesn't work up here, which is why I dropped it. But it came with a BlackBerry, right? Like, I was like, oh, cool, BlackBerry, right? It wasn't the new, cool BlackBerry, but it was an old BlackBerry. I'm like, cool, I can do all sorts of things I couldn't with my flip phone. This is neat. And so I went into to talk to some friends who are like big tech guys, and we're all hanging out and everything. And I said, yeah, I got this cool phone, you know, and I can take pictures with it, and I can make a little slideshow, right? And you could like take the pictures and like do a slideshow, and it would be like, here's a slide. Here's another slide. Like, that's the slideshow, right? Here's the slide. And my friend Frank, he's like, oh, cool, I got the new iPhone. It's pretty neat, too. And he like, pulls it out, and he's like, click, click, click. Here's some pictures. And he's like, and I can hit this button, and it makes a slideshow, right? And he's like, boop. And then all of a sudden, it's got, like, music, and it's like, boom, 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 boom. Things are, like, flying around. Woo, 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 right? It's like, wow. And I just stuck my phone away back in my pocket. Because a BlackBerry can't compare to an iPhone. It just couldn't, especially an old BlackBerry, to a new iPhone. There's no comparison, Paul says. There's no comparison between whatever you've achieved in your life to what Jesus has achieved on the cross. He's made a new family for himself. He's saved you from sin when you couldn't save yourself and no one else could save you. He's brought in a new heaven and a new earth. He's bringing in a new heaven and a new earth. He's given us purpose and meaning and value. He's King Jesus. He rules over everything, and everything's held together by him. He says there's no comparison. Why in the world? It's almost the image of like people like, yeah. I mean, this is weird for our culture, right? Because it's like, yeah, I got circumcised. Yep, I'm pretty cool. I'm awesome. Look at this human achievement I did. And it's like, Paul's like, this is crazy. It's pointless. You know, I can give like a kid like a pair of scissors and they can cut themselves, right? Like, it's not a human achievement. Meanwhile, Jesus died on the cross. He absorbed all of the wrath of God. That means if you want to understand how much God hates sin, look at Jesus on the cross, because that's what Jesus did. He went on the cross, and God poured out all of his justice on Jesus on the cross. He absorbed all the wrath of every sin that was ever committed on the cross. He became every thief, every liar, every murderer, every rapist, every child molester on that cross. He absorbed that sin. He became disgusting, so that you and I could be made free, so that we wouldn't have to stand in judgment for our own sins. And he rose again, so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That's what he did.
We're over here like, yeah, I cut myself. Well, I had a doctor do it and everything.
Like, he's like, that's, how are you going to compare the two? Someone who stands up and willingly took the penalty for every sin every man, woman, and child would commit from the past to the future. And you're going to say, oh, I did this thing. We do the same thing. We say, oh, look at what I've done. Look at my job. Look at that field that I've plowed. Look at the family that I've put together. Look at how great I am. Look at all of my human accomplishments. Look at that car. Look at my power wheel. We say that. Paul says there's no comparison. Why would you brag about lesser things? Why would you put your confidence in lesser things? Put your confidence in Jesus. Put your confidence in his work. Some of you are here saying, yeah, you know, Pastor, this is okay. I hear what you're saying. So Jesus is good for, you know, Sunday morning, forgiving of your sins. And for spiritual matters. But what about, you know, like, I had to work hard for my job, right? I have to work hard to do everything that I've done. Some of you have a house, and you're like, I've had to work hard to maintain this house, to even get this house, to stay in this house. I've worked hard for my pension. I've worked hard to get the job that I currently have. I've worked hard so that my kids wouldn't, you know, turn out worse than they did. Right? Like, seriously. And you're like, so Jesus is good for your forgiveness and for spiritual things and churchy things. I get that, Pastor. But for all this other stuff, maybe I should, you know, put some confidence in my achievements. Maybe I should brag about the things that I've accomplished in my own lives apart from Jesus. But you don't understand. Just like Paul said, everything you've done pales in comparison to what King Jesus has done. He says we shouldn't put our confidence, our value, our meaning, our purpose in your own achievements. We are so good at putting our confidence and meaning and purpose in our own achievements. Or if you don't have those achievements and you're really down, it's really easy to say, well, if I only had more finances, if I only had a better job, if I only had a better family, then my life would be better. I'd have confidence in that. I'd find security in that. I'd find value and meaning in that. But it doesn't work. It doesn't matter. We're so good at finding meaning and value and in our achievement, in human accomplishment. Paul says it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You should brag instead about Jesus. Some of you are here. Some of you are here, and you're filled with pride about the things that you have. Some of you are here, and you wish you had some of the things other people have. Paul says brag about Jesus instead. He says brag about Jesus instead. Some of you are here and you think that you're really good with finances, but my God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Some of you are here and you think that you're good writers, but the Word of God is the only thing that can transform hearts. Some of you are here and you think that you're good parents, but my God is the perfect Father who loves unconditionally. Some of you are here and you think that you're a good child, but Jesus was obedient to death, even death on a cross. Some of you are here and you think that you have good families, but King Jesus has made a family of every people, tribe, tongue, and nation. Some of you are here and you think that you're good engineers, but God has made the sun, the moon, and the stars. Some of you are here and you think that you are physically strong, but Jesus holds the whole world together. Some of you are here and you think that you're good athletes, but King Jesus is the comeback king of all time. Some of you are here and you think that you've made wonderful achievements with your life, but King Jesus holds the whole universe together. He spoke the world into existence just with his words. You put your confidence in your situations. You find encouragement in whatever life tends to throw at you. You find meaning and purpose and value in money, in your jobs, in your careers, in your families, in your religious rituals, in who you are. And Paul says, Jesus says, the Spirit of God says, don't put your confidence, don't put your hope, don't put anything else into your own life. Put it into Jesus Christ. He loves you. He died for you. He rose again. Put your hope, put your confidence, put your trust in Jesus. Don't brag about yourself. Brag on Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we are just like the Galatians. We look for anything, as crazy as it is, to put our hope in, to put our confidence in, to brag about. And yet, Lord, those things always come up short. I pray for this congregation, Lord, that they will find confidence in the cross of Jesus, that they will find meaning in the blood of Jesus, that they will find purpose and value, that there is a God in heaven who came down and loved them perfectly and died for their sins and rose again, so that they can be adopted into the family of God, so that they can be called a son or a daughter, so that all of the sins that they've committed, past, present, and future, can be forgiven. I pray, Lord, that we find our confidence in Jesus. I pray that we look forward to the return of King Jesus as we look forward to the new heaven and new earth. May we put our hope in nothing less than Jesus and his righteousness. May we look to him to be transformed. Help us not to brag about ourselves and whatever pathetic things we've achieved in our lives. Help us to brag about Jesus.
We are so good at bragging about ourselves. We find our meaning, our purpose, our value, our confidence in our achievements. Brag about Jesus instead. You might think you're good with money, but my God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You might think you're a good writer, but God's word can transform hearts. You might think you're a good engineer, but my God designed the sun, the moon, and the stars. You might think you're a good parent, but my God is the Father who loves without condition. You might think you're a good child, but my Jesus was obedient to death, even death on a cross. You might think you have a good family, but Jesus has made a family of every people, tribe, and tongue. You might think you're eloquent with words, but King Jesus spoke the universe into existence. You might think you're good at fixing things, but my Jesus can fix broken hearts and darkened souls. You might think you're physically strong, but my Jesus holds the whole world together. You might think you're good at sports, but my Jesus is the comeback king of all time. God uses nobodies to show the somebodies that they're really nobody apart from Jesus Christ. God chose nobodies like us to shame the elite, so we brag on Jesus. Don't brag about yourself. Don't find your meaning, purpose, confidence in your achievements. Brag on Jesus.